Incoa Performance Minerals of Walla Walla is a mining, manufacturing, and logistics company, offering a full lineup of calcium carbonate products. The firm wants to move into warehouses 9 and 10 of the port and acquire 6.5 acres of adjacent land for development.
It's used in many different things. It's used in plastics, it's used in glass, rubber. Your tires have calcium carbonate. It's basically sold as a very high-end material.
Chief Executive Officer Steve Creamer says they went through a list of ports on the Eastern Seaboard and in the Caribbean for possible locations, paring it down to 6 finalists.
We fell in love, quite honestly, with Pensacola. We think you have a beautiful city. It's an incredible place. Our due diligence shows great work ethic, great people, and certainly a beautiful community which we would love to become part of. We have a long history of being involved with the communities we work with.
Speaking at last week's council meeting, Creamer said the material would be mined in the Dominican Republic and brought by ship to the port. The warehouses would be developed into a high-tech production area.
We would take it over. We would build a new stone storage shed where the material would go. So everything that comes in would be covered. So there would be no dust coming off of anything. It's basically stored inside of a shed, goes directly into the milling process.
The calcium carbonate would be milled into grains of about 1 micron in size. Creamer compares their product with Portland cement, which is manufactured from limestone and clay and that hardens underwater.
Just to give you an example, Portland cement's about 44 micron in size. We would be producing this material down into the 1 micron size, so 44 times finer than Portland cement that's then used in materials.
There's no time frame for the beginning and end of the city's negotiations with Incoa. Mayor Ashton Hayward says the number one job is making sure due diligence is done.
You know, look at their track record on other LLCs that they've had and businesses that they've owned and the impact they've had on the communities that they've worked in, how that experience has been for the community. One of the number one things is obviously if they have the financial capabilities to do what they say they're going to do.
If everything checks out, Incoa would be a badly needed shot in the arm for the port, which has been struggling the past few years. Many believe it would put to rest the idea that no firms are interested in using the facility.
Our port had some really good success in the beginning. We want to make sure that whatever we do bring, we do it correctly. And I think data is very important on the direction that the community, what they want to see our port become. As we know, the hatchery is not going to go on Bruce Beach. So, you know, maybe we can focus on a blue economy aspect on the east side of the port.
While the city council's vote was unanimous for Hayward to begin talks with Incoa, not all of the members are totally sold on the project. That includes Councilman Larry B. Johnson.
We do appreciate them bringing us possibly opportunities, but I think they have to be properly vetted. I just want to make sure that we sign a 20-year lease for downtown Pensacola, that it's a good fit, and I want to do our due diligence. And I just don't think that we've done that yet.
The vote authorizing the negotiation, says Johnson, was the result of removing the word execute from the proposal. That means any agreement negotiated would have to be approved by the city council before implementation. Johnson adds that Hayward likely will hold a town hall meeting on the issue.
I don't think that we follow procedure on how to do long-term leases at the port. I believe that there is a requirement that we have these town hall meetings and get the public's input. That was another thing that just hasn't happened, and we're moving way, way too fast on this deal.
After the council meeting, Johnson said he spoke briefly with Steve Creamer, who told him that there was another port in the running for the Incoa facility.
And I said, well, maybe just go to that port. He very quickly said, no, we want to come to Pensacola. That kind of was a concern also, because I'm wondering, is this deal too sweet? I'm not saying kill the deal, but I think that we owe it to the taxpayers to take a deeper look at this.
According to Florida West, the Economic Development Alliance serving the Panhandle, Incoa's proposed $100 million investment would create about 80 jobs with a $5 million annual payroll. The average salary would be about $65,000 per year.
It was a good night for the project to really kind of move it to the next stage of really of an investigation, but more importantly, to let the company know that all of the board is at least supportive of this type of business at the port.
Florida West CEO Scott Luth says Incoa could replace an original strategy for Pensacola to lure major firms in the oil and gas industry to the port, an approach that was gutted by downturns in that industry.
We had a number of companies that showed interest, and obviously that did not work out. So since then, we've really been trying to figure out what is the next opportunity for the port. This company has come along, and we think it's a great company to use the existing assets that are on the port.
Meanwhile, Incoa's plan to locate at the port is being studied by the California-based research firm Moffitt & Nichol, with a report due out in the fall.
That's actually looking at the port and working with the community to determine whether there's public opinion to do something different with the port. And that's really, as we understand, the study was to take a look at the port and see, is there something else the public would like to see done with the port besides its current operations?
While the raw material would be delivered by sea, the finished product would depart in trucks, about a half dozen per day, according to company officials, driving through downtown Pensacola. That is the gist of the opposition to the plan by many Pensacolians. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.